what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay, do you have, you fix that?
Oh, yeah. I love them.
My grandmother does. I've had those, but yeah. They weren't.
You don't like them?
I like it, but I
want to
know who's eating it.
Yeah, that's like homemade sausage. I want to know
me
where
too.
It came from before I eat it. But I like it, but it's
especially the chitlins.
Fixed for the right one.
It takes something to clean chitlins. Oh, it's not hard if you know how. But I just don't eat them.
He won't eat them.
Everybody feeds them.
Me neither.
I want somebody to do it to know what's happening.
Do you know any other intestines of animals that can be eaten?
Oh, you can eat beef cry.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay, what do you call the outer part of an egg?
Just the white.
So what do you call the upper part of a man's body up here?
Chest.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat.
Okay, is there any difference if it has a pointed front or a square front?
Well, usually they have both. They have a square on the back. I mean, it'd be square and sharp in the front of the boat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
You mean a pillowcase?
Mm-hmm. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what? A bead?
Necklace. A pretty string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one really what the other one?
And he really put a whipping on him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down? You
back?
Know, well, you might say he got down on his.
Oh, uh-oh.
Like this. I can't do it very well. Have you seen, ever seen somebody
yes.
sit like this?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What do you call it?
He's squatting down. I don't know what you
okay,
say.
Have you ever heard of Honch's Conquer?
Uh-huh.
Which of those? Say or do you say the one? Probably don't have any reason to.
Occasionally, I believe so.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny.
Mm-hmm.
He's really a.
He's a miser.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks
funny.
Okay. Have you ever heard dusty, slouchy, tacky?
Mm-hmm.
Which of those?
Tacky.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You say she's really what?
Dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly what for his age?
Certainly
active
for his age. Or
okay. Have you ever heard chipper, feisty,
spry for the age?
What you say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is for?
Lazy.
Okay, what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around the grass but not a cricket?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went howl across the highway.
Went out of control.
Okay, if you would say every which way or any goblin?
Yes, that's right. Every which way.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into a
haunted house.
A what?
Haunted.
Okay.